get the vaccine while you have the coronavirus, do you still have the coronavirus? I don't get it.
I'm really psyched to be able to go back and connect with people I haven't been able to.
I would really rather be there in the classroom and see my friends.
Welcome back to the Kids Newsroom COVID-19 edition. I'm Rachel Windreich. On today's episode, we'll be talking to some kids about their experiences with online learning and how they've been staying connected with loved ones during the pandemic. We'll also be hearing from Dr. Yael Kufert from Mount Sinai Hospital, New York, and Dr. Charles Hannum from Boston Children's Hospital. With that said, let's get started.
Now we have to wear masks outside with our friends. So if we ever want to meet with them, we have to wear masks and we're outside.
COVID-19 has forced us to rethink the way we socialize. We've mostly relied on technology to connect with friends and family, but it can still feel lonely at times.
COVID has been hard because me and my best friend go to different schools. So the only time we can really contact each other, even though she lives across the alley, the only time we can really contact each other is through FaceTime and text. And that can get really hard because that causes a lot of fights when you're not in person.
If you can socially distance and wear your mask, you can safely see friends and family in outdoor spaces. Try and think of fun ways you can safely engage in some of your favorite activities.
We play tag, but if you're close enough to the person, they're it. Like in an arm length distance, that means they're it, since we can't touch them. Or you tag them with your foot.
I like in-person learning a little bit more, but it does feel a lot longer because you hardly move from your desk and you're facing your desk like the whole day. And you have to wear masks and we have pods.
School was forced to move to online learning when the pandemic hit. Students had to navigate video chat programs like Zoom and adjust to spending hours on the computer each day. Many kids have found that being away from their friends is the hardest part of online learning.
My name is Ty. I'm 11 years old. I was born in Berkeley. I'm online. It kind of sucks because I don't really get to see my friends. I get to see them on Zoom, but I don't get to be able to play with them.
Other students have found online learning helpful.
Definitely one of the benefits were that I gained a lot of confidence in speaking and interacting more with my classmates and getting to know more my teachers. I feel like in school, it gave me much more anxiety being up front than through a screen.
The good news is that recently, some schools have welcomed their students back. Kids have the chance to see their friends again and spend some time in the classroom. Lunch period and recess are often social times for students during the school day. But what happens when you aren't able to interact with your friends the way you used to?
I'm Maya, and I'm 12 years old. We do this thing at lunchtime where you can't talk to people while you're eating. You can sit at a table with them, but there's, of course, plexiglass between everyone, and you have to stay, in a 6 feet distance. And you can't talk to them unless you have your mask on, even with the plexiglass and 6 feet apart. So it's called silent lunch, and there's people walking around making sure that that's how it works. No one can really talk to each other that much. That's why when I get home, I'm normally really hungry because I normally just choose to skip lunch sometimes because I like to talk with my friends a lot.
My name is Atreyu, and I'm 8 years old. I have the worries in school during snack and lunch because no one has their mask on, and I usually scoot my desk a little bit more over. And I don't eat that long anymore, and I get quick lunches.
Trouble concentrating, fear of infection, and restricted socialization are all major challenges kids face at school during the pandemic. With all these changes to school, it's especially important to find ways to unwind after a long day of learning.
I'm really sorry that we're on our technology a lot, but it's like our only way of social contact with people and kind of our only way to entertain ourselves.
Playing video games or having movie nights can be a fun way to relax, but it's also important to find things to do without a screen.
But another thing that helps me unwind is that we have a school project in English was to start a journal because we were reading about Anne Frank and we read her diary. And so everyone in the class started writing on the journals. And at first it was like a piece of homework, but now I can write down everything. And I wrote down my dream last night.
So like one big thing that has impacted me is that I started journaling and it definitely released a lot of stress for me. And I liked how I was able to express my feelings in one place. So I had that. And then I also started learning how to play the ukulele and embroidery. So yeah, definitely finding new hobbies helped me.
To wrap up this episode, we have some friends asking questions about the vaccine.
I'm Maya, and I'm 12 years old. I think a few questions that I have are what is actually in the vaccine, because I'm allergic to penicillin, and so is my teacher, and she got a bad reaction. She was out sick for 2 days, so I would just like to know a little bit about that.
So I'm Dr. Yael Kufert. I'm a child and adolescent psychiatrist, and I work at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. So first of all, to answer what's in the vaccine, there are currently several vaccines available, and they have different ingredients, and they work in different ways. They can either, contain small harmless pieces of the virus or instructions for our body to create such small harmless pieces of the virus. And this way our body learns to recognize the virus and our immune system can prepare all sorts of different cells that can fight infection, kind of like an army of soldiers that will be ready to attack if we are exposed to the virus. Now, as for the allergies, that's a great, great question, because allergic reactions can be quite scary. And people and kids who have allergies definitely need to be careful about, pets or plants or foods or medications they're taking, including vaccines. As I said, there are currently several vaccines available and they have different ingredients. And also different people have different allergies. So unfortunately, the answer to that question might not be the same for two different people. So the best person to answer that question is your doctor, who knows you and knows exactly what you're allergic to and also has all the information about the ingredients of the different vaccines.
Can you still get the virus with the vaccine?
So I am Chaz Hannum. My full name, I guess, is Charles Hannum. I am a pediatrician. I have an MD degree, and I work at Tufts Children's Hospital here in Boston. Another good question. So this answer, and I would probably say it pretty candidly, this answer is evolving over time. And, when we first heard about the vaccines, we didn't really know if you could get the virus still with the vaccine. Now that there's more and more data coming out, we know that it not just prevents you from getting sick or being in the hospital or dying from getting COVID, but it probably actually does prevent you from actually getting COVID. And a lot of this, is really new information. And so we don't really know for sure, but it does seem like you could potentially still get the virus if you've had the vaccine, but it's a lot less likely than if you hadn't had the vaccine. So if you want to know what you can do, to protect yourself the most, if you could get the vaccine, because unfortunately kids can't get it yet, is get the vaccine if you can.
Learning during the pandemic brings a whole new set of challenges. Many students are back to in-person learning. It's exciting seeing your friends and teachers. But school is far from being normal. Our hope is that schools can continue to provide in-person learning and students will feel supported during this stressful time. Be sure to check out our third and final episode of the Kids Newsroom COVID-19 edition, where we'll talk about how the pandemic has been affecting our communities. Music by Rachel Sherland, in association with Tufts University.